Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is a beautiful Monday.
I hate Mondays.
How bad?
How bad?
If I follow Monday home, blockade the door, and burn the house down with Monday still inside.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
Let's try to be positive.
And here's a thought.
You're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Every day above ground is a good day.
What about coal miners?
God, you're a douche.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, everybody's above ground. We survived the weekend.
Oh, man.
And I think it's going to be okay.
Wasn't it a beautiful weekend, though?
Well, weather-wise,
it was perfect. It was rather titillating. It was so beautiful outside.
Is that what it was?
Man, yes.
Wow.
Oh, love this time of year.
Just a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. With our producer, Morty, and, kicking off a brand new work week and free money. Grab your share of the wham starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Details on that a little bit later on, but we do. And when you win your $100, I mean, I know it's only $100, but...
Yeah, but that, are you kidding me? Love it.
Wouldn't it be nice if somebody just came up to you and gave you $100?
Yeah, you can do whatever. You can fill the car up. You know what? You can buy the good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Or the olive oil in your case.
Yes, exactly.
You automatically qualify for the $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. So make sure you're listening for your WAB code word. 8 o'clock, we'll have that for you. Okay.
Okay.
Sunshine, going to be nice today, tomorrow. Again, just about what we had over the weekend. Highs in the low 80s. Going to be nice. 54 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
I'll tell you who's leading the pack for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Big class.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's a pretty good class, too.
It is. I think you'll like who's leading the pack.
All right. We'll talk about that plus some other stories after AC/DC Highway to Hell.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service support. Visit Insperity.com. Well, the sequel to Maleficent, Jeff talked about it on Friday. It won the box office over the weekend. Not a huge take, but $36 million. Not bad. Probably just from Angelina Jolie's kids. Man, alive, they got a lot of them. Wow. Actor Bill Macy. You remember him from Maude. Probably most famous for that role.
Yeah.
Died over the Thursday night, I believe it was, Friday, 97 years old. I didn't know he was still alive.
Wow.
But looking back, it's funny because they played some of the Maude, you know, over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny show.
So his name is Bill Macy?
Bill Macy, yeah.
Not to be confused with William H. Macy.
No, uh-uh.
He's going to be single for a couple of weeks.
Yes, he is. He's only got like another week to go now.
That's it, okay.
He barely had time to settle into bachelorhood, didn't he?
She'll be out soon.
A new TV, and yeah, darn it. And leading the fan vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that would be Pat Benatar right now. Over 154,000 votes, followed closely by the Doobie Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Soundgarden, right behind the Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, and Judas Priest. They're currently in the top five. And really very close to Judas Priest, Whitney Houston. So, and that is fan vote, and they try to, you know, tally that in with whatever Jan thinks, I guess. But that seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't a big Judas Priest fan, but, you know, I mean, if you're talking rock and roll, right there, man. So, yeah, so Pat Benatar leading the pack at this point.
It's a big class,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you this. I thought it was a pretty good class.
It's a great class.
And a lot of people question craft work.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Oh,
whether you like them or not, they were awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. Very much so. Yeah, it'll be hard. And I can't remember, I can't remember how many they do now. 5 or 6,
yeah.
I think it is. So, be interesting to see. I'm pretty sure Pat and the Doobies will be in there, no problem.
You want to see the entire list of who is being considered for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Hey, by the way, KKLZ Steinberg Diagnostic going pink all throughout the month of October in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Have you seen the videos? Did you go yet?
This week.
This week,
yeah,
okay.
This week.
Oh, yep. By the way, and a lot of people were
commenting
on Facebook. Carla, you need to go. You do go.
I do. Yes, I do. I just hadn't gone this year yet. So
it's not like you have never gone.
But it was a good reminder for me. No.
Well, listen to this. KKLZ giving you a chance to win dinner for two at Rodizio Grill. We already had one winner. Yeah. You could be next. Just send us a photo of yourself wearing pink and supporting Breast Cancer Awareness Month along with us. And to enter to win, all you have to do is go to 96.3kklz.com. Anytime there's new music out, we want you to know about it. Hootie and the Blowfish, who, by the way, were just here a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new album coming out November 1st. It's called In Perfect Circle. And the first new single from that album, well, it's called Hold On, and here's a sample of that. We got a sounds like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure does, doesn't it? Remember when Darius said years ago, no, I'm done. No more Hootie.
Well,
no
guess
more.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't every Hootie and the Blowfish song Hold On or Hold My Hand?
Hold
my
hand. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, who better to sound like them than them? I mean, so it's going to sound like them.
Yeah,
and when they were here in town, it was a great concert, and everybody went, and they had a blast. But
well, it's sure Hootie. It's a Hootie world, isn't it?
We're just living in it.
Hootie patootie.
That's it. So that's out, but their new album, In Perfect Circle, is dropped November 1st. So new music from Hootie and the Blowfish. Here's Queen. Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
KKLZ.
Well, John Schaefer is back, and along with news, going to be talking about the Raiders and their game yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know what, Carla? Between your Lions and my Bears, thank God there's hockey.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's just awful for us.
It's really
funny. With all due respect to John and his Washington Redskins.
You can throw my Steelers in on that one, too.
You know what? All of our teams suck.
Yeah.
I got two of the threats, the Lions and the Tigers and the Bears. Jeez.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, good news on Saturday. Boy, Saturday was busy sports-wise. Vegas Golden Knights won Saturday afternoon for us.
Yeah.
They
dropped
the puck at 4. They beat Pittsburgh 1-0, and even Morty noticed, you know, if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah. Right.
And Fleury, I don't know how many people saw the game, watched the game, but while all the Weebles were falling down in front of him at one point in, I believe, the final period.
I think it was second period.
Second period.
Yeah.
He lost his glove again, and then he lost his mask. Well, I didn't notice this, but Morty points out it might have been Fleury knocking off his mask, and when the mask comes off a goalie, they stop play.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If that team, if that goalie's team has possession of the puck. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he did it in a way that nobody really noticed, so good for him.
Cheater.
By the way, this afternoon, Vegas Golden Knights, they're in Philly, and they drop the puck again at 4, which is perfect.
I know, love that.
Now, in baseball, that same afternoon, you had the baseball game. The Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees Saturday night. They tied it all up. Top of the ninth. The Yankees tie it up.
Yeah.
They'd been losing the whole game.
Right.
They tied up with a 2-run homer. So the Houston Astros come up in the bottom of the ninth, and this is how they wrapped it up. This kid from Houston, Altuve. Jose Altuve, who is an incredible ball player.
Yeah, no kidding.
Knocks out a 2-run homer, bottom of the ninth, walk off. They win the series. They're going to the World Series.
Yes.
So they'll play, the Nationals.
Washington, yes. Yep.
And that'll start tomorrow. But then, you know, the big thing in baseball is if you hit a walk-off anything, I guess they rip off your jersey.
Yeah.
Well, Jose Altuve said, you're not ripping off my jersey, and here's why. He's talking to the reporter afterwards.
You asked your teammates not to tear your shirt. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my
Oh, geez.
Yeah, my wife got mad at me the last
Buck up, Mrs. Altuve. Let it go. Let it go.
I'm shy.
Yeah, don't be shy. You won.
So
you
there
won.
You go.
You're going to the just World Series.
That's going to be great.
Jeez, I think that's going to be a really cool series.
Looking forward to it. So there you go. And that, again, starts tomorrow. From 8 to 5 each weekday, details coming up soon on how you could win your share of the cash, a little bit of walking around money, and qualify for that grand prize from Dollar Loan Center, $5,000. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:04. We have a very nice concert announcement. Another KKLZ artist setting up a residency here in Vegas that we'll get to in a bit. Plus, a few things we think you should know coming up. Sunshine today, tomorrow going to be a nice week weather-wise, just about what we had over the weekend. High in the low 80s.
Fine.
Yeah, it's nice. About 54 outside right now. Here's Bruce dancing in the dark.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, on Friday, kind of cool history was made. Two women went for a spacewalk for the first time without any man. No man. We do not want man with us. It's a girl's night out in space.
What?
Yeah. Yep, two women. So NASA saved like 30% because they sent two women. Saved a little money.
Is that what they did?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It is very cool. For a lot of women, a lot of us kids years ago, who when you guys said, I want to be an astronaut, and we went, oh, well, that's cool. I'm going to be a stewardess. Okay, great. Yeah, now we can be astronauts. Very cool.
Huh.
Neiman Marcus just released its annual Christmas wish list catalog. This is the catalog that has those ridiculously expensive gifts. So some of this year's highlights, a luxury doghouse, Morty. It's very, very cool. It's $70,000.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice. It's beautiful.
Buy three of them.
Yeah, right?
Squish isn't laughing. He's listening right now and not laughing, going, why is that not?
I see. That's what you think.
Because he'll never use it. That's the problem.
Rough.
Oh, okay.
An Aston Martin, a James Bond Aston Martin. Now, this goes for $700,007. It was designed by Daniel Craig. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. Aston Martins are beautiful to begin with, but And if you want to go a little lower, you want to still stay fit, a $1,550 Versace punching bag and a $3,300 Versace pair of boxing gloves. So you look good at the gym over at Rebel Fitness over at Alan's place. Versace. Thanks, Alan. And Halloween.
That's why membership's going up.
Yes, exactly. They're Versace bags we got in here now. Halloween right around the corner. The latest ridiculous sexy costume.
Oh, boy.
I could do this one, actually. It's the sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich costume. Yeah, one piece. Looks kind of like a bathing suit.
Uh-huh.
You know, sandwichy. But right across the pelvic region, it says sold out because, you know, you couldn't get one of those.
Right.
So it's $80 if you want to go as sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Wow, that's a good one.
So anything at all. You can do, you know, just put it in for a sexy biopsy.
Are we going to dress up? Are we going to dress up for Halloween this year?
Yeah, but pick something, you know. I don't know. A sexy mole? I don't know. You can put sexy in front of anything or naughty in front of anything.
Hot.
And it's a suit. It's a costume.
Yes. Hot can of soup. It's really hot.
Yeah, sexy tomato soup. That's what I am. Mm.
I'm the grilled cheese. Yes. Get it?
Only.
Grilled cheese.
Hey, one more thing you want to know. Listen to this. KKLZ artist Brian Adams setting up a residency, and he is coming to town for one long weekend. Bryan Adams coming back to Vegas, and this is for a weekend over in the Encore Theater at the Wynn next year, April 22nd, 24th, and 25th. Now, tickets don't go on sale until later this week, Friday, 10 o'clock, but we'll have tickets to give away all week long. So make sure you're listening a little bit later on next hour.
Excellent.
You'll have your first chance to win those tickets for Bryan Adams at the Encore Theater inside the Wynn at 8:40. Carla, I want to mention this to you, and you and I really have no say in this topic, but...
No, not at all.
Because we haven't gone through it.
No.
Friends of ours found out that we're friends with this family, and the young girl... Very nice family.
Mm-hmm.
The young girl found out that she was adopted.
Okay.
By accident.
Oh,
now, I don't know what the deal is, why they didn't tell her, or is there a protocol or how you handle that situation.
Right.
Because like I said, neither you or I are adopted, or at least we don't think so.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
You know, or they sent me back. I don't know. Jeez.
So she's very upset at the parents, and she's like 15, 16 years old. Very upset at the parents. How could they keep this from her? Now she wants to find her real mother.
Yeah.
And this is a family. They're a great family. Have given her everything. She's
a
great
family. Yeah.
She's a great kid.
Right. Yeah.
Does well in school. Has everything she needs.
Okay.
And so, if there are people out there that have gone through this, because Jody and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, who do you blame? I don't know if you blame anybody. Should they have told her when she was able to understand that she was adopted or not?
First of all, you said 15, 16 years old. So everything's going to be horrible right now.
Oh.
But, gosh, I don't know. Like you say, I mean, obviously, we're not adopted. But I have some distant cousins who were adopted. But, man, there's so many different ways, I suppose, you could go with that. I don't know if there are any rules.
And they've had her since she was a baby.
A baby, yeah. So
they've raised her as their own.
Yeah, that is your family.
So if there's other people out there that have gone through this, I know every situation is different.
And that's just it. What was your situation? I mean, is it something you found out early on? Or is it something that, you know, is it something? I know there are people out there who... Like, who know, but their parents haven't said anything. It's no big deal.
Right.
It's like, I'm pretty sure I was adopted because
But nobody's saying anything.
No. I mean, there's so much involved in this.
If you've had this situation in your house, how did you handle it? How did it work out?
Yeah.
Do you wish you would have done it differently?
Right.
702-739-9636. I can't imagine. But like I told Jody, I said, why is the girl... upset because she turned out to be a great young lady.
Gosh, and what a great family.
Good student.
Yeah.
Mom and dad are always there.
Hmm.
So, but if you want to call or text in, we'd love to hear from you.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we open the phone lines, text line 702-739-9636. We have some family friends, a couple, and they have a few kids, but one is adopted. She accidentally found out, I don't know how, that she's adopted, and she's very upset. 15, 16-year-old young lady, and has turned out to be an incredible young lady, not only at school, musically, and has been given everything, and a wonderful family. So we're just not being of that world. How do you even breach that subject, or at what age? I mean, they adopted this young girl at birth.
Right.
So these parents, these friends of ours, they're the only parents she knows.
Sure, exactly.
But now she's upset, and does she have a right to be? How do you even handle that?
One interesting text that somebody pointed out, and it's Shauna. She said, I am adopted. My parents never kept things from me. They were open and honest about everything, good or bad. She said, I think they should have told this little girl only because honesty with your children is a good thing. Then they grow up to be honest people. It's not about the fact so much that you're adopted. It's about the fact that I think when you find out later, you feel like they lied to you.
Oh.
So, you know, however you feel about it, that's what is in the back of your head. She said, you know, that's what I feel anyhow.
Okay.
So maybe it's the honesty thing. I don't know. I know there are no rules. There are no rules when it comes to adoption. That's up to the parent, I guess.
Every situation would have to be different.
Sure.
Matt's on the phone. Now, Matt, you have a couple of kids that are adopted. How do you do this?
My experience has been, and when you're an adoptive parent, you tend to meet a lot of adoptive parents, you know a lot of adoptive parents, and the parents really goofed in not telling her at a younger age.
Oh.
And it's just, if you just think about it, if you all of a sudden found out your parents weren't your parents, even though that wouldn't change their standing or anything.
Right.
You were kept, like, the biggest secret in your life was kept from you.
It's not like you're blaming the parents, but you think the parents should have told her.
They should have told her younger. They made a mistake, and, you know, I'm sure she'll get over it at some time, you know.
Right.
My children, they have different parents. My daughter, for a very brief time, wanted to try to contact her mother. She has no interest.
Okay.
My son has always been, you're the only parents we've ever known.
Yeah.
I don't care about. But I still think they both would have been bothered if they just all of a sudden found out.
And that's what the texter said.
Yes, exactly.
It's like you've been kept.
It's like you lied to me. Yeah. I suppose that would be, you know. Or, I can't. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't.
All right.
Or just, I don't, okay, fine. You're my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. It's
right.
A weird, yeah.
But like you said, at 15, everything is blown out of proportions.
Oh,
everything is a big deal.
Yes.
And in this case, rightfully so, maybe.
Of course.
We don't know. All right.
Sure.
More people on the phone.
Yes.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Wham.
That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome.
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
The Wham code word, Charleston.
Charleston, like in Charleston Boulevard.
Exactly.
You know how to spell it.
Yes. Charleston.
Exactly.
Just look it up on Google. How about that? Charleston. Text it to 59457. 59457. Or you can enter it online. Absolutely. 96.3kklz.com. Once again, this hour's code word, Charleston. Now spell it correctly, okay? And make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Once again, this hour Wham code word, Charleston. Good luck.
The word is Charleston. That's the Wham word for this hour. You still have a few minutes to text it to 45. What is it? 45. I didn't write it down.
It's 59457.
59457.
There you go. 59457.
So text that, Charleston, the word Charleston, to 59457, or you can enter it on the website, 96.3kklz.com.
Yes.
Grab your share of the Wham, $100 that qualifies you for that $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Sunshine, going to be nice today, tomorrow, and right through the work week. High in the low 80s, only about 57 outside. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Dennis Quaid. Getting married again. I'll tell you all about it.
More wedding details on that white wedding. Plus other stories after Eddie Money.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Locally, you still have time to see Carrot Top. He has signed a deal to continue his residency here with MGM Resorts through 2025.
How long has he been here?
I want to say 15 years.
If not longer.
If not longer. Good for him, man. Good for him.
Talking about somebody making their home here.
Jeez, yes.
He is built in.
100 years ago, I worked with a guy named Rich who did some funny prop humor.
Mm-hmm.
There he is.
Look at
Carrot
him.
Top. I know. Oh, man. Well, Mike, 65-year-old Dennis Quaid is ready to walk down the aisle again. He's reportedly engaged to his 26-year-old girlfriend. Reports are he proposed to her just this last weekend in Oahu. Now, he's been married 3 times. Why on earth he's getting married again? I don't know. Celebrities should not be allowed to get married. Why?
Yeah.
Why, Dennis? Why?
Why?
jeez, you're 65 years old. You got a little cash put away now, right?
Yeah. Is that the one doing the insurance commercials?
Yes, and they're pretty funny, too.
They are pretty funny.
Yeah, I love those
And
spots.
I think he's a good actor.
I do, too. I really like him. Gosh, you act like you don't want to get married again, Dennis. What are you thinking? Oh, well, whatever. He's in love.
Who is it?
Yes, exactly, okay. Mike. And Rod Stewart. He will perform for the Royals next month at a charity event. It benefits one of the royal family's charities, and that is it goes towards British entertainers who need, you know, care and assistance as they get older. I don't know if people know this, but entertainers don't always have a shot at insurance.
No?
So, no.
Okay.
He will be doing it. Rod Stewart, Harry Connick Jr. also, and pop star Louis Capaldi, who is very big right now, so very, very cool. Yeah, good for you, Rod. Good for you.
All right. Hey, last hour, we were talking about this situation with our family friends and their young daughter who found out she was adopted. I don't know how she found out.
Right.
It was by accident. The parents decided we're not going to tell her. Mm. She found out.
Right.
People have been texting in and calling in. We have some people on the phone, and I want to take this call. This is Angie. And Angie, tell us your story.
Well, you know, I am a very grown adult and was from an adopted family. So my parents didn't tell me. I was told by a cousin when I was 17.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
It's detrimental. I agree with the other callers that you feel like, you know, your entire life was a lie. I've forgiven my parents for it, but I still kind of hold this little bit of a grudge, you know, because you wonder what else was a lie of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought of it that way, you know. Because
your mind starts to wander what else aren't they telling me?
Right.
Exactly, it does, you know. And I was, like I said, I was 17. I found my biological father. So my mother was my birth mother, but my father was adopted me.
Okay.
And I found my biological birth father, tried to have a relationship, didn't work out. So, you know, it bothered my dad that I found the biological father. But like I told him, he was my dad. He'll always be my dad. Nothing will ever change that. He raised me and made me who I am. So they just need to be patient with her and, you know, explain that parents aren't perfect. We make mistakes. I'm a parent. You know, I've made lots of mistakes. There's not a handbook for it.
Right.
But anybody, you know, I have to tell everybody just to tell your kids and do it when it's young so it's not a bigger deal.
Right.
And, you know, support their decisions if they go to look for their birth parents, because until you've lived it, you don't know what that wonder and worry is.
All right. Angie, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah.
Last hour this started, we talked about some family friends who adopted this young girl at birth. And now 15, 16 years old, she found out by accident that she was adopted. She's very upset about this, upset at the parents.
Right.
And so we threw it out there, you and I not knowing of this world.
No.
And we have quickly found out there's not a guidebook.
No, there sure is not a guidebook.
Because every situation is different, but this topic is really blown up. People texting in, we've got people on the phone. Now, Diane is adopted, right?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm adopted.
Okay.
I've known since a baby. Since I can't tell you how old. My parents have always told me and talked to me about it. And I can tell you I've had friends that are adopted that went through the thing where they wanted to find their real parents. And I consider myself the luckiest girl in the world. And I would do nothing if I could choose the parents I wanted. I couldn't choose better parents. I'd had never had a desire to find my real parents because they are my real parents. They have given me my life and everything I have. And I'm so thankful, and I lost my dad last year.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
And I can tell you that it's been very hard, but I'm so thankful for the life that he gave me.
That's so cool. That is the best story, and you should be thankful, and you should be grateful.
And I'm proud. And when people ask me, I am so proud to say that I'm adopted, because I have a sister that's 7 years older than me that is not adopted. So I always say to her, hey, they had to have sex to have you, to have me, they just picked me.
Oh, that is great.
I am definitely the special one and the favorite.
You are the chosen
one. That is great. Good for you.
Diane,
sorry about your dad. Thank you so much for sharing this.
You know, if that girl is listening, I know it's going to be rough and you're going through it, but you know what? be thankful and just realize what you have.
I guess. That's what you have to do. Now, this is amazing. I did not know this. Nina Raditich is on the phone. Now, of course, from Channel 3, Channel 13.
Right.
She is adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Nina, did you know right from the beginning, or when did you find out?
There was never a time that I didn't know. So it was a very different situation for me. And you have to put this in context, too, because this, I'll give away my age, but I was adopted when I was a baby in the 70s.
Right.
But from the get-go, my mom and dad were very committed to making sure that I knew that I felt chosen, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think that was very special for me. And they always referred, my mom said, I was referred to as my little adopted baby. And, I wore it as a badge of honor. I went to school and told my friends I was adopted and thought it was amazing. Everybody handles things differently, right? So no judgment. There was never a time where my parents sat me down and said, all right, we've got to talk to you. You're 12 now. We've got big news for you. It was always a part of who I was and something that made me very proud.
I guess if you look at it from that perspective, that's a great way to handle it. Like you were, like you said, the chosen one.
Yeah,
and after seeing you on TV for so long, who didn't know that?
Yeah.
But that's a great perspective and a great way to handle it.
Is.
But like you said, or we're going to say, a lot of kids or a lot of parents don't handle it that way.
That just happened to be my situation. There's so many other situations where, I hit the jackpot when I got my family. I was only a month old, so I don't know anything different. I'm from the Cleaver family. Like, they're amazing.
Right.
People, not everybody has that same adoption experience. And some kids, really long to meet their natural mother. The only thing that I was always interested in was that no one really looks like me. And so that was what I thought, it'd be kind of cool to see somebody look at, what am I going to look like?
Yeah.
Now I know what I look like in the late 40s, but now.
Sure.
I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, Nina, you're going to be just fine, girl.
But I have my mini me now, Brady.
Yes.
I had my son, and so now I have my
son. Oh my God, he looks
like me. So it all feels full circle, really.
He looks so much like you. Oh my God. Poor Jack. I mean, he looks so much like Nina.
Well, as you say, you hit the jackpot with your family. I think they hit the jackpot as well. Did a great job raising you because of what you've done in your recent past right here in Las Vegas alone.
Yes.
And now working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
So you are an amazing woman, Nina Raditich.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Mike.
And your parents should be very proud.
I am proud to be part of their family.
Nina, thank you so much
for
talking to us about this. We really appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Thanks for thinking of me. You too. Have a good day, you guys.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she was adopted.
Yeah, I know. I always, and when I had talked to her, about giving us a call, I said, I don't know if it's common knowledge. She said, it's not a secret, but it's not common knowledge.
Right.
And
I never even thought about that. Nobody looks like me.
And now
that she has a kid.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Who looks exactly like her.
Wow. There we go. Yeah.
Well done, Nina.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
We just announced it earlier. Last hour, Brian Adams setting up a weekend residency over at the Encore Theater. Win in April of next year. Tickets go on sale this Friday. But you have a chance to win them before you can even buy them. We're going to play a round of 5 and 10.
Yes.
Carla, we'll give you a category. We'll put 10 seconds on the clock. You name 5 things out of the category within 10 seconds, and you're a winner. How easy is that?
Yes. Easy enough.
We're not going to tell you the category.
No, we're not. No.
We'll get you on the phone. We'll get through news and weather, and then take the phone lines off hold. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Russ on the phone. Russ, going to play a round of 5 and 10. Here's your category.
Because today is National Garbanzo Bean Day, the category this morning, beans. 5 and 10, Russ. Name 5 types of beans.
In 10 seconds, go.
Garbanzo, kidney, pinto, black beans, they always say pinto, and green beans.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Nice. Good job. Right? I didn't know if Fava was going to pop up there. Good job.
Right under the wire. You got the tickets. You're going to see Bryan Adams, his Shine the Light tour over at the Wynn Las Vegas in April of 2020. By the way, for everybody else, for a second chance to win, you can register online at 963KKLZ.com. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on, Russ. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And by the way, Vegas Golden Knights on the road, but back on the ice tonight. So give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ, Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, Vegas, listen up. The Wham! Code word this hour, sunrise.
Sunrise, S-U-N-R-I-S-E, sunrise, one word, as in Sunrise Mountain.
There you go, and that's the word you need to text to 59457. You text sunrise to 59457, or enter it online at 963KKLZ.com. Once again, the Wham! Word, sunrise. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your shot at $100. And to qualify for that $5,000 grand prize we're giving away, provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, the Wham! Code word, sunrise. Good luck.
Well, you still have a few minutes to cash in and earn some Wham! Money, walking around money. It's the word is sunrise, S-U-N-R-I-S-E, sunrise is the word. You have until 9:15 to put that up. You can text it to 59457 or enter it through the KKLZ website. Make sure you do that and earn your own Wham! Other news coming up after Huey Lewis and the news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Universal Solar. A woman in California asked a cop to give her a ride to her car so she could fill it up with gas. When they got to the car, six blocks away, the cop ran the plates, found out it was stolen.
Oopsie. Okay.
So the woman was arrested for vehicle theft and drug possession.
Oh.
I didn't know you'd run my plates. I just needed gas.
What were the chances?
Officer, come on.
You're helping me, and then you run my...
Wow. Oh.
Mom scared the daylights out of her kids by doing the scissors through the fake tongue trick.
Excuse me. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of things going through my head right there. Wow. Okay.
She laid on the floor moaning as they came home from school through the door. And, of course, comedy ensues. Listen to this.
Jeez. Okay.
That's just worth it.
That sounds fun. Okay. Ow.
Is this the same mom that did the chop her finger off?
It might have been.
I'm almost certain it is.
Torture your
children.
Oh.
Look at that.
Great mother.
Good. Little girl's just saying, you know what? Somebody please adopt me. Please. Dear God, please. Somebody please take me.
Or please tell me I am adopted.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
You psycho.
Okay.
That I'm sure that was a lot of fun.
Man. Oh, that sounds, wow.
Happy Halloween.
That's why my light's off for Halloween. Oh, jeez. Okay. Listen, a chemistry teacher in Mississippi.
That's why you do this all the time, right?
Just right there. Exactly. Yes.
For those people that don't have the video portion of this radio show, Graham.
Listen to this. That's my leg snapping shut right there. Oh, man.
Because Auntie Carla doesn't need.
No. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. You know what? Look at. They're tied shut. They're glued shut. Okay?
Best type of birth control.
For the love of God. Take them both. Take the ovaries. Take anything else in there that might pop out a child. Any little egg that might be making its way down. Get rid of it. Fry that. Poach it. Do something with it. Anywho,
just kiss me. That's it. That's all.
Yes, exactly.
Can
kiss
we
me.
Just come?
Go home. Just go home. Oh man, chemistry teacher in Mississippi. He was fired because he was paying female students $25 to twerk in class.
Oh my gosh. And he got fired for that?
Yes, he did.
He should be given an award.
Yes, he got fired for that. Morty, what do you mean?
He uploaded the video, of course.
There you
put
go.
It all over social
Well, that's where he went wrong.
Yeah. This one here. Oh, this is Caitlin. Check this out. Oh, man. Yeah, a bunch of parents saw it. It was a competition, and he paid them all to
eat. Oh, I see. Oh, geez, okay.
For the love of God. Well, it's chemistry class. Why do we need to twerk in chemistry? Oh, and gentlemen,
to show gravity, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's something different. Okay.
No, that's it. Okay.
Is that chemistry?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be.
It could be.
Oh, and Merry Christmas, gentlemen. There is a new product out. It's called the Testacuzzi, and it's a little mini jacuzzi for your nads, I guess. You fill it up with hot water. You flip it on. You let the bubbles. Exactly. And you just dip them in the nice little bubbles.
Wow.
The promo reads, it's great after a long bike trip, horseback riding, or accidentally getting hit in the groin by a ball or kick. So, if you're interested, testacuzzi.com, and you have to pre-order them. They're $40.
For the man who has everything.
That's exactly
what do you get
out of the Neiman Marcus catalog. Honey, it's a testacuzzi, but this one's crystal. Look at that. It's Waterford. It's lovely.
Does she not love me or what?
Oh, my gosh. It comes in gold.
See? Exactly. Oh, boy. Oh, it's only a Monday. That's your other news.
What?
Snapshot.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do every morning. We like to end the show with a little good news. This is a fabulous story. Lindsay Rabbi got upstaged at her own wedding. She doesn't care, though. She said, everybody's still talking about my little flower girls. That's because the flower girls are Raby's grandmothers. Wanda, 76, Betty, 72, Kathleen, 90, and Joyce, 72. She said, I am so lucky. A lot of women don't get one grandparent at their wedding. I was blessed to have all of them. Her two, her husband's two as well. She says all four ladies wore matching pale blue dresses. And now Grandma Betty, she's the proper one. She insisted the gowns be floor length.
Uh-huh.
Grandma Kathleen said, well, I would have liked them a little shorter, but that's okay. It's all right. Apparently she's the one who's always looking for a potential suitor, by the way.
Oh, okay, so...
She said her great-grandmother, the 90-year-old, she is a great-grandmother. Her grandmother had passed away.
Wow.
She said, yeah. She said she's the sassiest thing in the world. And they're all besties now, by the way.
Yeah.
They're all friends now. And the photographer said it was a day that I will never forget. She said, I was not expecting the level of sass that these girls brought to the wedding. Their energy all day was that of a bunch of little teenagers. And they just had a blast. Danced all day. Drank a little. Just goes to show that age is just a number. How cool is that?
Very nice.
Wow.
Although he might not be thinking about it now, I'm sure our grandson Ethan can't wait till he gets married.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's grandfather.
Papa and Nan over there.
We're going to have them walk us down the aisle, but you never know what
they can't walk a straight line. No, seriously, I can't find a picture without a drink in it.
Yes,
so
yes, exactly.
That's their
deal. Were dancing all right. They were dancing. At least they thought that.
There was no music. They don't need it. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, a lot
of sass.
Now
we're looking forward to our granddaughter.
Yes, I know. That's right.
Natalie,
that's soon, isn't it?
That is a few weeks away.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Looking forward to that. So, all right. Anyways, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon in just a couple of minutes. Sponsored by the good people over at Inspirity. And let me just say this about Inspirity. If you're looking for employee benefits and full service HR support, go to Inspirity.com. Recapping the show. Well, we all decided our football teams suck.
Oh, jeez.
Just awful.
Ever.
Between
all
the Bears, Lions, Washington Redskins, and Morty's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Thank God there's hockey. And tonight, VGK, back east, early game for us. Love it. They're dropping the puck 4 o'clock in Philly.
Can watch the whole game.
We talked about adoption, and boy, what a sensitive situation that a lot of people have gone through. And Nina Raditich, who used to be on Channel 3, then, of course, on Channel 13,
right,
did not know she was adopted, has a very good, healthy outlook on the whole thing.
Yes, we did not know.
And thank you very much for calling in.
Can I just say to everybody, thanks for being so honest and so open. I know it was emotional for some people.
Thank you, man. And then Michelle Barandi.
Yeah.
Out in Henderson got the call from Morty letting her know she got $100.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You made my Monday.
You have an extra $100 in your pocket. What are you going to do with the money?
Just put it on savings.
Every little bit helps, right?
Right. Yeah.
What? Well, you know what? When she wins the $5,000 grand prize,
then I'll think of something.
Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. You have a chance to grab your share of the wham. Coming up. 20 minutes. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. 10 o'clock, top of the hour, so make sure you're listening for that. All the details about that contest on our website. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe. And, of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.